More than 80 Colorado school leaders urged lawmakers to reject radical transgender bill. By Catherine Hamilton on April 30, 2025. More than 80 Colorado school leaders sent a letter to state lawmakers urging them to vote against a radical transgender bill that would classify misgendering and deadnaming as forms of child abuse that would be admissible in child custody disputes. The letter was led by Colorado Springs School District 11's Board of Education Secretary Jason Jorgensen and joined by dozens of school board members and administrators from across the state, KRDO reported on Wednesday. The bill, called HB 25-1312, would also direct schools that establish policies related to chosen names to include all reasons why a student may choose to go by a name other than their legal name. Schools would also be barred from including rules based on gender and dress code policies. The letter from school leaders outlined three major concerns about the bill. First, school leaders said the bill would undermine parental rights and family dynamics. This could strain family relationships and place schools in the challenging position of navigating sensitive custody disputes, diverting resources from our core education mission, the letter details. School leaders also expressed concern that the bill would undermine local control and limit districts' ability to create policies that align with the needs and values of the communities we serve and represent. Related, exclusive, thousands of Coloradans urged lawmakers to reject radical transgender bill defining wrong pronouns as child abuse. Leaders additionally said the bill would create ambiguity and compliance challenges for schools and create operational complexities. For example, implementing chosen name policies across diverse school systems may conflict with existing record-keeping standards or parental notification policies, creating confusion for educators and administrators, the letter reads. Furthermore, the prohibition on gender-specific dress codes may limit schools' ability to maintain clear and equitable standards for student conduct and attire. We remain committed to ensuring safe and supportive learning environments for all. We believe HB 25-1312, by placing schools at the center of contentious legal and social debate, poses an obstacle to that goal rather than a help to it, the letter continues. We respectfully request that the Senate carefully consider these concerns and vote against HB 25-1312. We are available to discuss alternative approaches to supporting all students while preserving the integrity of our education systems. Thank you for your leadership and consideration. The bill, named the Kelly Loving Act after a transgender-identifying man who was killed during the 2022 Club Q shooting in Colorado Springs, would further prohibit Colorado courts from complying with orders or laws from other states mandating that a child be taken from parents or caregivers who allow them access to mutilating sex change drugs and surgeries. The bill also directs public entities that require individuals to disclose their names to have options for both legal and chosen names. The public entity would be required to use a chosen name on all subsequent forms if it differs from the individual's legal name. The bill passed the State House on April 6 during a Sunday session in which the Democrat majority employed procedural rules to limit debate and silence opposition. The bill was scheduled to be heard by the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.